The word titration comes from a root word titer. Titer means a small volume of liquid. So with the titration, we are comparing volumes of liquids. The two liquids in a titration consist of one of a known concentration and one of an unknown concentration. By reacting these two liquids together, we can use the known concentration solution to help us to determine the concentration of the unknown. Our very first titration we did was a known concentration of sodium carbonate solution, which was used to determine the concentration of an unknown hydrochloric acid solution. In this instance, it is an acid-base reaction which is occurring. The sodium carbonate is a weak base and the HCl is a strong acid. Acids and bases react in a neutralization reaction to form a salt or other products and water. In this instance, one of the products is carbon dioxide, but there is definitely water and there's also sodium chloride which is produced. The presence of the carbon dioxide leads to a slightly acidic final compound when you do reach the point of equivalence. By equivalence point, I mean the point where there are chemically equivalent amounts of acid and base present. We should choose an indicator which changes colour at this equivalence point, that is, at a slightly acid point. We used methyl orange because it changes in the range 3 to 5, a pH of 3 to 5. If we had chosen another indicator such as phenylphthalein, which changes in the range of 9 to 10 as a pH, the end point and equivalence point would not have been the same. The phenylphthalein is ideal for an acid-base reaction where you have a strong base and a weak acid, where the equivalence point will be occurring in the base region of the pH scale. This is why for the vinegar and sodium hydroxide titration we used phenylphthalein. If we'd used methyl orange, it would have changed colour in the range of pH 3 to 4 and it wouldn't have been occurring at the equivalence point.